Ghost Gunner, this is Nate.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Allie, and I'm calling with Local Splash. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. What's Local Splash?
Well, we're a data service provider to Google and Facebook, and I was calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Just Gutters and Siding. That's usually the owner. Is that you, sir?
Yeah, that's me.
I gotcha. And as I said, my name's Allie. I didn't catch your name.
It's Nate.
Nate. So, Nate, as I said, the reason I called you is we're a data service provider to Google and Facebook, and we wanted to speak with you about listing Just Gutters and Siding on the first page of Google for your categories in your area. So what that means for you is anytime anyone does a search for any of the roofing, gutters, or siding services you provide, we make sure that your company pops up on that first page. So you've used Google before, right, Nate?
Yeah, I'm already on the first page.
You're already on the first page for for your whole service area?
Not for the whole service area.
All right. Well, about how far, how wide is your service area, just in terms of radius?
Are you familiar with where you're calling to?
Not particularly, sir.
Okay, I figured that. Well, yeah. Okay, so this is a really weird little corridor of the earth up here. So I live in what we now consider Northwest Arkansas. So it's like a conglomerate of, I live in the most southern city, which is Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go literally, you know, you can't even tell when you go from one city to the next. So the next town, which is really a geographically borderline, you know, 10 miles away. And then the next town is like Rogers and Bentonville. And then the next town is Bella Vista. So it's about, if I drive from Fayetteville to Bella Vista, it's about 50 miles, okay?
Gotcha.
But honestly, you can't tell the difference where one city starts and one stops. So it's kind of like if you're familiar with the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Frisco, Plano, you know, McKinney, they all just, you know, one runs into the next. Oh, I'm in McKinney. Oh, I'm in Frisco, you know, that type of thing. And so that's the way this whole area is built up here. And so the challenge for me is I'm in Fayetteville. I get probably 2 to 3 leads off my website a week in Fayetteville. I get nothing, you know, corporate Walmart, like, you know, the world headquarters of Walmart is in Bentonville.
Yeah.
And there's like, you know, monster house after monster house after monster house up there. We rarely get any of that business besides when a roofer sends us up there. And so now there's plenty of big houses in Fayetteville, but not compared to Bentonville and Rogers. And
I
so
see.
It's a challenge because they're all listed on my website.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we show up 10, 15 people down, or, you know, companies down up there. So I don't know. I can't figure it out. Honestly.
Right. Yeah. I was just doing searches for gutter cleaning and siding Bentonville, roofing Bentonville. And yeah, I didn't see you on that first page. That's the first 20 on, the local map section. And that's something we can absolutely provide is better targeting for that area. Yeah, I think I've heard people, other clients mention the Northeast Arkansas Metro. And so, yeah, if I think we could absolutely help get you leads from that area, get those most valuable jobs. And if we could provide that for you at a price you find affordable, is that something you'd consider today?
Well, what a lot of people consider affordable and the reality of a small business owner is a big difference. I mean, I've been quoted $5,000. I've been quoted $3,000. I've been quoted $1,500. And, you know, and then somebody will come in and say, oh, we can do that for $200 a month. And then I'm like, okay, can you really do it for $200 a month? Or you can take it by $300. And the other guys that are doing it for $5,000, it's like, okay, am I your only client? Are you going to give me like all this great, you know, awesome service and stuff? But like if you Google gutters, just gutters, Fayetteville, Arkansas, I've been number one for like 4 years. There's a really big roofing company here and they spend an easy 10 grand a month. Okay. And now they pop up number one, assholes. And, because they can outspend everybody. And, So I can't compete with them. But what's crazy is up in Bentonville, again, where all the big houses are at.
Yeah.
Most of the guys that show up first are roofing companies. And, and what they do is they get the business and then they call me, you know, and I go do the work for them because they're not a gutter company. They just have, you know, kind of that service that they can provide and sub it out to me. So that's kind of how it all works. Anyway.
I see.
Gutter roofing education for the day.
I'm very happy to learn.
That's free. I won't even charge you for that. How about that? So.
Wow. No, I think that'll come in handy, sir. I totally get what you're saying about that price range. Like, you know, if someone offers you something in the 200, that sounds like that's way low compared to what I was hearing. Yeah. If I can just ask you a few questions to make sure you qualify for our service, I can call my pricing director for your area and get them to give you some numbers.
Okay.
All right. So how long have you been in business, Nate?
4 years.
4 years. Gotcha. And are you the sole owner?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. And I was just checking out your website, justgutterswa.com.
Yeah.
All right. And you're pretty happy with that? You said you're generating a few leads a week from that?
You know, I built it. I mean, really, I've tweaked it 100 times. You know, it's not a professional website that somebody, you know, that I spent $5,000 on. Again, I did it myself. And I have, you know, added all the other towns in there. In fact, here, let me tell you what I even did. You'll like this. So I went to Bentonville. Yes, I did. Right down the street from the corporate office of Walmart. And there is a business that's like a, they have a receptionist and they got some offices and then they got a whole bunch of little desks there. It's basically a shell office for companies to come in and like, I can call them and say, hey, I need an office today. Could you reserve me one? You know, it's like an executive office. But guess what? I now have a Bentonville address. Yeah. See, and, trying to outsmart the system. And so I now have two locations and, so I thought, well, hey, that will get me, you know, maybe I'll start popping up a little higher at Bentonville. Didn't really help. I only did it about 60 days ago, but,
man,
you know, like I said, I don't get all this because I'm old, but I mean, I get, you know, some of it. And, so I've tried to do the things that I could afford to do that were within, because, you know, you're calling, you know, when you're calling in the winter. And we don't have much business in the winter. And now come March, when we're doing two jobs a day, my coffers are full. And when you call in January 31st, it's a horrible time because, again, you know, I'm like, okay, well, how am I going to pay for materials for the job tomorrow? Because it's just really challenging, you know, in the wintertime for us.
Well, Nate, that's actually the reason that we're calling you and companies in your area today, or in your like very broad area today, because we know that in a month is when business is going to start picking up. And we're a premier channel partner with Google, which means that we can get you up onto that first page way faster than any other service, but it's going to take about a month, maybe 4 to 6 weeks, roughly. And so we would get you on that first page right when business starts booming for you.
That'd be good.
Yeah, great. I just have, another question. So you are able to handle more business, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you find the business and we can handle it.
Wonderful. And so this is, I want to let
you
know.
Does anybody ever answer that question? No, I can't handle any more business.
All the time. You'd be very surprised.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
well,
you know what the labor market is like currently. It's like pretty hard to find people. Yeah.
But there's always, I mean, if you want to find somebody, you pay them right.
Yeah.
And they'll show up. I pay my guys really well. I'm way above the market because I want to get them and keep them. And they usually stay around pretty good. But, and I'm also, okay, so here's the other little part of the equation. So we're buying another machine. And so, I've got it ordered. I've got the deposit made. I've got basically 30 days until that machine shows up. And so, you know, it'll be here perfectly right in time for the spring season. And, so we're kind of expanding. And so, yeah, I mean, trust me, I know I need it. I mean, you know, above anybody, I know I need it. So it's just the affordability factor of it. So,
gotcha.
But I'll find the guys, you know, I mean, I just don't think it's that hard, you know, but I'm a glass half full instead of glass half empty person. So,
yeah, you sound like, you know, the basic rules of economics, you know, if you just pay them more, they'll come.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot
make
of businesses. Right. And Nate, I just wanted to say, so we have this position open, within our company for your category. So we're speaking with everyone in your area today looking for just one business to sign up. And once we find them, we're going to close out the area and we can't work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. Does that make sense?
Okay. That's fair.
Great. Okay. So let me transfer you to, my pricing director for your area, and they'll answer all those questions you got. Give me 1 second. All right. I got my pricing director, Charlie, on the line. He's going to help you out with all that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being very kind. Hope I wasn't a jackass. So.
Oh, not at all. No, you're great to talk to. Thanks.
Have a good day.
You too.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Nate?
Yeah. Hey, Charlie. How you doing?
Good. Nate, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm all right. If you give me a good price, I'll be even better. How about that?
Okay. Let's see what we can do here. Let's see what Allie has put in here for you. I see that you, if I'm not mistaken, you have 2 Google Business profiles out at the moment.
Well, you know what? That's really annoying, too, because, no, I'm not supposed to.